Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As you know from sliding around on the roadways or waiting for a frozen subway train in recent weeks, the cold temperatures have made it hard to get around. The same is true out on the water. The ice in Boston Harbor has been a challenge for those who deliver heating oil and other goods by ship. And for another day today, ice has also shut down the Hingham Ferry. So what's it like on the water in all this cold and ice? To find out, WBUR's Simone Rios rode along on a Coast Guard ship tasked with ramming through ice floes along the shoreline. He has this report.
Watch your ears.
The USC Bollard is one of the Coast Guard vessels assigned the job of breaking up ice along the Massachusetts coastline. Embarking from Hull, Chief Lance DeFoggy and crew head for Hingham Bay with a simple mission.
Not a whole lot of science or art form to it. It's you hit the ice, you break it up. The ice actually breaks with the weight of the ship. That's how we get our capability, not cutting or sawing or anything like that.
The 65-foot icebreaker motors slow and steady into a field of ice, its reinforced steel splitting through chunks the size of small cars.
So we're going to go head-on straight into it?
That's the plan.
When ice floes freeze together, the water becomes impassable for an MBTA ferry or an oil tanker, and the Coast Guard has to come out to break it up again. Stationed in New Haven, DeFoggy's crew is in Massachusetts under the Coast Guard's Operation Reliable Energy for Northeast Winters, or RENEW. The program is designed to allow the flow of supplies, energy, and emergency resources, and to facilitate commerce. Breaking ice is an important task. The Coast Guard says 75% of the heating oil used in the country is transported through New England, New York, and New Jersey, and 90% of that is delivered by barges. Keeping waterways passable is also essential to public safety. Fire Captain Stephen Waldron commands the Boston Fire Rescue Marine Unit.
God is with us on this one because the potential's there for disaster, and it's not just a matter of something burning up or blowing up or burning down. They can't get up there because some type of maritime disaster happened, or something happened that closed one of the bridges. This area could be in major trouble.
Waldron's unit operates fireboats out of Burroughs Wharf in the North End. Daily patrols survey Boston Harbor for things like ice floes, and they're reported to the Coast Guard, which often sends icebreakers the following day. Boston's harbor master calls this the worst winter since he came on at the harbor unit 5 years ago. It's the freezing temps causing the most problems, creating maintenance headaches and even freezing a boat in place. For Sergeant Blake Gilmore, head of the State Police dive team, it's more about the ice than the cold. He says he recently called off a recovery mission because of the danger of moving ice floes.
For the most part, I'm saying probably around 80%, we usually can go in and get it done. But there's just times that it's just too dangerous to put somebody in the water. And this time of year is probably the worst time.
Back on Hingham Bay, DeFoggy and his five mates return from the first mission in a day that will likely include two more. Before coming to Hull, the crew worked the waters of Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, communities that depend on their harbors more than most.
Those islands are isolated, and they rely solely on ferry traffic to get heating oil and food to those islands. They'd only have normally 2 to 3 days worth of food on the shelves in the stores there. So it's very important that we get those, keep those ferry lines open and operating.
Out on Massachusetts waters for 2 weeks now, DeFoggy and crew have no idea when they'll return home to New Haven. It could all depend on when the ice recedes, and that's not expected for a few more weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.